Blog Talk Radio.
Technical difficulties.
Dying taken flight. Now we have to tell if it's worth the fight.
Hello and welcome to a Tuesday edition of the Weekly Conversation. I am live on Facebook and on Blog Talk. Thank you so much for tuning in wherever you are around the world on Blog Talk Radio. Thank you so much. I got so many listeners all around the world, so thank you so much. Thank you so much. It's just amazing. I mean, I want to get into so much. I got so much to talk about tonight. You know, Michael Bloomberg floated around about cutting Social Security and Medicare despite criticizing President Trump. You know, 2011. Look it up, folks. Look it up. That's what I try to do. Whatever you support, whatever you're about, know what you're about. Know what you stand for. No. Okay, well, President Trump under the wall. Well, so the Democrats. There we go, get the mics and see me. Yeah. Yeah, this is, I mean, I heard about this a while ago. Okay. I was getting ready to go to bed, and I'm asleep, almost. I'm like, but I'm watching the end of the Daytona 500, and I go to my wife, pray for Ryan Newman. And that wreck, I guarantee, go back 2008, he'd probably be dead in one of those cars. Hard to believe. 98, today, on this day in 98, we lost Harry Carey, and in 2001, we lost Richard Petty. And I'm one of those people that I am adamant. Okay, you have a raft. You know, nice raft. Well, the raft was NASCAR. And when Dale died, there was a big patch in it. And it's losing air. And as it's losing air, they've patched it up, but they've never been able to fix the hole. When Dale died, I think NASCAR kind of died, and they're trying to, now at least they're trying to go back to the roots. It's the NASCAR Cup Series, and, you know, so it's going to be interesting to see going forward how this works, you know, but he is, as of last night, he was under, what did they say, he was in serious condition, not stable condition, just serious. At 3 o'clock or something, or like a little after 3, they came out and said that he is speaking, he is talking, like 3:40 or something, that he is alert. They haven't said, like, is he, I don't know, is he, they haven't said really much of anything about him. Is he burned? Is he paralyzed? Does he have broken bones? We just know he's in serious condition. Not stable, but serious. Serious. He is talking now, thank God, but they're not saying, like, is he burned? Is he paralyzed? Is he hurt? Did he break legs? What happened? I don't even know how he's alive. That's God right there. But when information comes available, it'll get passed on. You know, let them have their privacy. They're grateful for the outpouring of support, you know. Billions of people. This is one thing I want to get into real quickly with this. So many people, I can't believe, they better penalize Denny Hamlin. How dare he celebrate while Ryan Newman is over here. He didn't know. Well, then, did they penalize Michael Waltrip when Dale died? When Waltrip went from the greatest day of his life to the worst day of his life. Ask Michael Waltrip, what is the greatest day of your life? The day I won the Daytona 500, 2001, February 18th. What is the worst day? Same day. Same day. Same day. But we got BS coming out, you know. I love BS. You know, we got this billionaire over here thinks he's going to buy his way into the election. You know, Bernie Sanders just wants to redistribute your wealth. Yeah, Bernie Sanders, what he wants to do, good old Bernie. Yeah, Bernie Sanders, oh, love the guy. Because I just wonder if he becomes president, you know, how are they going to, who's going to set up the food lines, you know, for the rations? What kind of rations? I want to know, like, is it going to be, like, how are you going to decide the rations? Like, who gets more food than, you know? Are we going to have Bernie statues everywhere like they do Kim Jong-un and Kim Il-sung? I'm just wondering, you know, because Bernie Sanders is so... See, that's the problem. Bernie Sanders gets like 100 people at a rally. Button Greg gets about 500 to 1,000 at a rally. Trump gets hundreds of thousands. Not even close. Not even close. Andrew McCabe not being charged. Of course not. Dude, you know, nothing's going to happen to him. Like, you get that, you know, it's all these Democrats that can get away with stuff, but conservatives can't. You know? I want to get into Rob Blagojevich. Yeah, he's being commuted by Trump. He served 8 years. Okay, now you need to, I think you need to, you know, I'll get into my thoughts on that. Kentucky. It's like, hey, we need to get on board. Look at how much money. Instead of giving money to the drug people, tax it. Maxine Waters, Trump will get worse post-impeachment. We'll bring Trump to the White House to interfere. Well, they've already been, there's already people that have come out that they've tried to have stuff happen so that when Trump does what he has to do with this situation, he gets, and they're trying to entrap him. Donald Trump Jr. helps teen NASCAR star Haley DeGrange get her helmet signed by the president. Yeah, you know, I mean, when the liberals were up in arms because of your tax dollars being wasted as Trump went around the track. Wow. Yeah, but, you know, when Obama, you know, no one cares. That much, much more. So welcome to the program. I hope you feel a part of it. I really hope you do. Revelation chapter 3 says, we serve a God that opens doors that no one can shut, and he shuts doors that no one can open. He says, behold, I place you an open door that no one can shut. And they have a little strength, but he's kept my word, not denied my name. And, you know, last night, I was so sick of all these people. I can't believe Denny Hamlin. How can he celebrate? They didn't know the severity of the incident. I'm so... And were those people the same ones? Were they going off on Michael Waltrip for celebrating? No, Michael Waltrip wasn't told he was in victory lane that Ken Schrader came up and said it's bad with Dale. Really, really bad. Basically, I honestly believe when Ken Schrader looked in that car, it was a, like, there's a 2% chance of, because when Denny Hamlin was in that victory circle, you could tell he was told about the severity of the accident. And that's when he's like, yeah, you know, it's great to have this title, but, you know, our prayers are with Ryan Newman and hope he's okay. That was, you know, but it don't matter because, you know, you look at anyone else, you know, people just got to piss and moan and complain. How dare he celebrate? He didn't know. And if he truly knew, he'd have probably turned around and went right to the car to help him out. I mean, there were people that don't care for Ryan Newman. Ryan Blumen Newman. And I have to stand by him. I have to defend Ryan Newman. I can't believe it because I can't stand the guy. I'm like, Purdue grad? This is Palmer candies. They were like Nestle's Crunches that are shaped like cars. And they had NASCAR ones. This is the Altel Dodge of Ryan Newman. He's a Purdue grad. Go Boilers. I think, I want to say, Elliot Sadler's M&M one's the only one I'm missing, and I have the whole, all of them. And it has to be a rare one, because I went to places that had like 50 of these, and I never saw one. But that's the Altel Dodge. Oh, Ryan Newman. It's good to know that he's up and he's alert and he's, but it's just one of those things, you know, I mean, I guarantee you with a Dale Earnhardt card even killed, but, you know, wow. So, this is just awesome because, you know, I mean, this is the problem we have. I got so many people ridiculing me about the national debt. The national debt, you know, it means nothing. Oh, we could pay, the United States could pay off Greece's debt and get them like that. National debt's nothing. Now that Trump's in office, look at the taxpayer money wasted so we could go around the track and the beast. What a waste of money. We got to... The national debt, man, it keeps rising and rising, man. Trump keeps rising it. It's so, but when Trump was raising it more than any president, more than every president up to the end of Reagan's presidency, no one had a problem with it because it didn't matter. Now that Trump's in office, heck yeah, the national debt matters. Yes, it does. And I'm someone that says the national debt does matter. I said it under Obama, and I'm saying it under Trump. And I said it under Bush, and I said it matters. Kind of like, I don't know, baseball cards. Yeah, the old ones are very valuable because there's very few that survived. I had a box I went through yesterday. I had a ton of them. It had like a 81 Magic Johnson. I think 80 was his rookie year or something. And Magic Johnson card. Yeah, they're all on, yeah, $2, $1. That's if they're even selling on eBay. Yeah. It's like, you want 20, 30, 40 bucks? Yeah, that's Death of Superman. Yeah. Now you go on eBay, you can't give those things away. Here, take it. I got 100 Death of Superman comics in the package. I'll pay to ship them to you. You can have them free. And then there's that one guy that has it like, this is 100 man, this is rare. It's okay. Didn't you see that everyone else is selling them for like 99 cents and can't give them away and you want like 30 bucks? Nah, nice try there, pal. Nice try. That's how this world works, you know. But, you know, you have... Oh, Lord. What do I even get? Maxine Waters. You know, we're going to go up to Trump. You know, because just... He got that impeachment with something? Just wait, man. Wait till he gets on double secret impeachment. Oh, we're going after Trump. He's going down. We're going to make up... You ain't seen... Nothing yet. You thought that Russia collusion was made up? Huh. Just wait till what we come up with next. They're going to take all yeah, we're going to sit there. No, Maxine Waters, you need to take some LSD, go sit in the corner, and wig out, okay? She'd probably come back. I got the greatest idea on what we can do to Trump, man. You know, I'm tired of black women using the race card. How dare her? How dare Trump? How dare that racist bigot Trump? He wasn't a racist bigot Trump when he wasn't president, when he was helping Jesse Jackson and Al Sharpton. I'm just saying. I'm just saying, yeah, I can't fix it. Well, too, the one thing is, if you look, it's not all the way down. That's better, I think. I can see clearly now, the rain is gone. I can see all obstacles in my way.
Yeah, he's up alert and talking to doctors.
But one thing they never said, is he paralyzed? Does he have broken bones? Is he burned?
We don't need to know that. We just need to give that praise that he's up.
Oh, I know. Yeah, I know that. But I wish they would give us more info.
That's his business. When he's ready to tell us, let us know. We'll know.
See, I'm an inquiring mind. And inquiring minds want to know.
Wow. Get over yourself.
See, when inquiring minds wanted to know who killed JR, I found out. I got the National Enquirer.
Oh, yeah.
But you got Maxine Waters. We're gonna put Putin in the White House. He's gonna interfere. We're gonna get Trump. We're gonna make sure we're gonna do illegal stuff to ensure that Trump does illegal stuff so he can get impeached. We're gonna throw him out. Hillary Clinton's gonna become president. That's what it is, because we're going after Trump. Because, see, Trump is trying to make America better. Democrats are trying to win the 2016 election. Who can't accept the results of the election? I'm going to go to sleep. Wake up when you can tell me what Republican can't accept that. You know, because that's the problem.
Mitt Romney.
I woke up. No, you mean Pierre Delecto. He's a Democrat. That don't count.
Okay.
Well, I mean, that's the thing. The left wing and the right wing come up the same burden. People don't realize that. People don't get that. That 90, okay. Let's say
that's why I called Sheila Kruger an old hag, is tell her she needs to get out of politics.
This is the problem. Okay, let's say by the 1% chance that it is a Republican's fault with San Francisco. Well, what is Nancy Pelosi doing to fix it? What is she trying to do to combat the issues? If Detroit is a conservative issue, what are Democrats doing to fix with the nothing? Because it's a party issue. California is broken. They got 50 tons of feces everywhere, billions of immigrants everywhere, homeless people everywhere, needles everywhere.
New York's not far behind.
No.
People are leaving New York and California in droves. You don't hear that on the news.
Well, that don't make sense. But that's the problem. It's not a party issue. I would vote for a Democrat if they were going to do what's best for this country. If they were going to support the Second Amendment, support freedom of speech. I just try to wake people up. Well, we're going to go after Trump because, see, we can't accept the result. See, if you don't remember, Hillary Clinton was out there saying that you can't hack the election, you can't rig the election, you can't do anything, you can't collude, you can't. See, we have fail safes to make sure that you just can't have issues with the election. So it can't be hacked or anything. As soon as Trump wins, oh, look, Russia colluded. We had hacking. We had all kinds of problems. Isn't that interesting? But that's how this world works. Because we're going to impeach. We're going to go after Trump. You know, Michael Bloomberg floated cutting Social Security and Medicare in 2011. We're not a problem with that.
You know he's suicidal, don't you? I'm just saying this right now.
Of course he is.
For him to even think about taking Hillary, he's suicidal.
Yeah. Well, I wonder how many states he's on the ballot.
Well, the debate tomorrow is in Nevada, and he's not on that ballot.
So I don't see how, I mean, he would have to get his name on a crap ton of ballots.
Just like Rush said today, he's bought his way out. Well, he has to.
I mean, well, how can they vote for him?
What his name is?
Yeah, but how many people are going to sit there and write his name? You got to understand something. It wouldn't matter anyway.
It's a debate tomorrow. I want to see them tear him up. We'll see.
But,
Rush said that he probably bought Warren and Sanders off. He thinks she's bought.
Yeah, but how many ballots is he on so that when November comes, he is in that state legal to vote for?
I have no idea.
That's what I was asking. Because I don't think he's... Because if he's not even on the ballots for these things, I doubt he's on the ballot to be. But you got to understand, it wouldn't matter anyways. Like, even the biggest candidate they have gets like 1,000 people. Trump has 100,000.
Well, Bernie Sanders at his last rally had 17,000.
That's still peanuts compared to anybody.
But they also think that it's because of people are running him over Bloomberg.
Because at least Bloomberg kind of makes sense. Bernie Sanders just wants to give you stuff. Bloomberg's going to make you work for it. I mean, I'm not saying Bloomberg's going to be...
I don't know which is going to be worse. They get it. I don't think we're going to. I don't have to. I'm not worried. But I don't know which is going to be worse.
I talked to a guy about this one time. Like, what if they figured out how Hillary lost and fixed that glitch, the rigging?
Mm-hmm.
And this time it is going to be rigged, and they will get it. Because, see, you can say whatever you want to. There were videos after video after video of people getting caught tearing up Trump votes and just throwing them in the garbage. And when they got caught on camera, they took off. That's not fake. That's not made up. Well, since it supports the narrative of us that the election was, they were trying to ensure Hillary got in. Yeah. That can't be. That can't be. You know, no matter what, I mean, like I said earlier, how many people were like, the national debt doesn't matter. Now it does. Well, make up your mind. And I love telling liberals, I told a buddy of mine this, I said, I don't care if you're a liberal, but don't be saying the national debt doesn't matter when Trump's in office. Oh, it does now. You better have been against the national debt and saying that I don't. If you voted for Barack Obama, and when you voted for Barack Obama and he was raising the debt, national debt, you were outraged and you're still outraged, then I support you. Because at least, I wanted Obama, but I didn't like the way he was raising the national debt. And that's the problem. The national debt was a problem under Obama, under Bush. How it is. It's what it is. People don't care. They don't have a backbone to stand up to say, okay, hey, I supported the wall under Obama, now I don't. Why? Democrats wanted a wall, why don't you want one now? Why is it all of a sudden unethical? Why is it all of a sudden racist? It wasn't racist when, you know, that's the problem we have. I mean, the Department of Justice, they're not going to pursue criminal charges against Deputy FBI Director Andrew McCobb. I mean, should he be? Yeah. I mean, I don't know. Like the impeachment of Donald Trump. If you're going to try to impeach him for that BS that they tried to impeach him on, every congressman and senator should be indicted on something. If the congressmen and senators were like a college football team, they'd all be fined, suspended for doing something illegal. I remember one time I said this a long time ago on the program, Joe Paterno did this just for test purposes. I don't even remember what it was. He goes, and he did something. He goes, I violated, and then this was just to prove a point. He did something. He goes, yeah, I just violated an NCAA. I just did an NCAA violation. Technically, I could be fined for this. We could be penalized. I did it just to prove a point how easy it is to get in trouble and violate an NCAA rule. McCobb's not going to do anything for these people.
Department of Justice is now reviewing Rudy Giuliani's information.
That Bill Barr has infected the frontline prosecution teams with politics when the reality is they were engaging.
And it's just nuts. You know? And that's, you know, you look at it from a standpoint of, okay, should McCobb be charged for lying and stuff? Yeah. Something needs to be done. And that's why we call it drain the swamp. There's too much corruption going on, and something needs to happen. You know? You need to stand up. If you're tired of the politicians getting a raise year after year after year after year, demand they don't get a raise. Say something. Call your congressman. Call your senator. Say, hey, nah. We're living paycheck by paycheck. So are you. We're having to do it out. So shall you. Got about 31 minutes left in the program. I mean, if you cut up a human being and store the parts in the freezer, you're Jeffrey Dahmer. It's a woman's right. It's part of who she is if Planned Parenthood does it. You know, how dare you trample on women's rights? You know, how dare Trump take the beast and go around the White House and take it and go around the Daytona 500 track and do all this stuff. That's not right. That can't happen. That's wasting taxpayer dollars. But if Trump could sit there and go to the NCAA Final Four as president, and he could commentate games next to Dick Vitale, man, look at that. Trump is just, isn't that cool that Trump is like hip and down, and you know he's getting to commentate, you know, because kids can relate to Trump. Kids can relate, and isn't that just awesome that Trump is relating to the fans? And no, that's a waste of taxpayer dollars. But if Obama would have been commentating a game with Dick Vitale, let me tell you something, they'd be all into that. If Hillary Clinton was president and tweeting, oh, she's trying to be cool and hip and connect with the younger generation, they'd be all over. They'd be praising her. Oh, get down on your knees and praise Hillary Clinton. Oh, praise her. Praise the Madam President. She tweets. Oh, another glorious tweet. Hear he. I will read the newest tweets from Hillary Clinton, Madam President. Oh, isn't it glorious that she tweets? Yeah, okay. Tweet is kind of like, really? Trump, you're tweeting? Are you kidding me? Oh my, I can't believe it. You know, Trump tweets? You know, that's like so unprofessional. How dare he? You know, I'm like, if you'd be unprofessional about Hillary Clinton tweeting, then okay. You know, call a spade a spade. If you supported a woman or Obama, you better be supporting one now. If you thought the national debt was a problem under Trump but not under Obama, you're a special kind of stupid. Special kind of stupid. I don't care which side of the aisle you're on. Okay, we're a rowboat. You got the left side and the right side. If only one side works, you're just going to go in a circle. Got to go both sides. That's what has to happen, folks. I'm so tired of these people that love something if it's a Democrat idea, hate the same thing if it's a Republican idea. Yeah, we can't have border wall security. That Republican's a racist. Oh, this is a Democrat? Oh, wow. Well, the wall, oh, that's a great idea. It's awesome, man. Build the wall. Build the wall. Yeah, you were just saying you were against it because the Republican wanted to do it. I can't support that. You know, you can't have that. You got to be, okay, I want a wall, period. I mean, that's what I try to bring to this program is know what you stand for. Okay? Know what you stand for. If you support, I mean, Robert Goyrich is being communicated. Okay. Bye-bye. He served 8 years. Okay, I think we need to have the revolving door now. Okay? He served his time. Now, when's Hillary Clinton going in? When's Obama going in? I mean, that's how bad it is. Scarborough on MSNBC, I was watching clips of Morning Joe this morning. Because, of course, you have to watch it. It's kind of hard to have your break when your eyes are bleeding. But you have Scarborough. Well, the economic economy really began about 11 years ago. You know, Trump is kind of keeping it going. But Obama is the real, okay. Yeah. See, the reason why I don't buy that is because what did Obama say? You didn't do that. You didn't create that. You didn't build that. You didn't make that. You didn't do that. You didn't invent that. You didn't tax that. I did. But that's the problem. You have this indoctrinated generation that just says, don't worry, everything's just going to be given to you. Don't worry, you don't have to do anything. I just want to go to a rally for Bernie Sanders so bad and just say, well, I got a question. Yeah, how are the food rations going to work? I mean, like, who decides how much food we get? Are we going to get, like, coupons? And it says, like, okay, and each week you get a coupon to go to the government store and you get whatever the item is, like they did in Russia, because we're going to be socialists, you know. The difference between socialism and democratic socialism is it's a big cow turd. One just has sprinkles on it. Okay? Would you want to eat? Well, I wouldn't want to eat either of them. It's a cow patty, but one's got sprinkles. Yeah, it makes you look... to make it look appetizing. But these people, though, but that's the problem. You know, if you can stay here, as long as you don't you only get deported if you commit a felony. Okay, so let me get this straight. So are we going to not have a border under Bernie Sanders? Because you said unless you create a felony, you're not going to get sent back or deported. So what part of illegal don't they understand? So I guess it's legal in this country to be illegal. Because, you know, if you're no legal, they're not going to do anything to you unless you commit a felony, which, I mean, how is doing something illegal in this country, like being here illegal, how is that not, I don't get it, how is that, like, legal? I'm just wondering. I mean, the day Hunter Biden and Joe Biden pay for what they did and go to prison or something, until people start going to prison, until we got to have faith in this country. It's hard to have faith when, okay, look, Hillary Clinton's still walking. I mean, when is Hillary going to commit suicide? I'm just wondering. I'm asking for a friend, you know, because Bloomberg's very suicidal. He's wanting to take Hillary Clinton, so he is very suicidal. I feel sorry for the man, but he thinks he has to have Hillary Clinton to win. The biggest Democrats aren't getting nobody. Close is Bernie Sanders. I'd just love to go. I'd say, well, how are we gonna handle the food rations? Who's gonna decide what gets what rations? I'm just wondering, you know, asking for a friend, you know, because I don't believe this, but he said that, you know, that when you get elected, we're gonna have food rations, and you know, and you're gonna. There's going to be a higher, is there going to be like, are there going to, is each state going to have like a, like if you support the regime, this is where you live, it's better, you know, you may not have electricity 100% of the time, but 75% of the time you have electricity is better than, you know, not having any at all. Are you going to have like re-education camps and stuff for people that don't support you so that they can learn to support you, you know? Because I'm watching YouTube and I'm getting videos like, I need to do something right now. I need to sign this petition and say you're with me. And I'm like, nope. I'm not with BS. Sorry. I'm not with Bernie Sanders. I'm with the guy who's having promises made, promises kept. But it's kind of hard when you're one guy working against a whole corrupt organization. It's kind of like being one guy trying to find out information about Area 51. Yeah, you can go there, but it's so departmentalized. Buddy, I clean this bathroom, and that's the extent of what I do. I can't know about anything else. And there's times where they're doing stuff to where we have to stay here. We don't have a choice. You know, he is one man trying to take on a whole corrupt government. I mean, that's what people don't realize. It's not the 4 or 8 year person. It's the person that's been in D.C. Because remember, Nancy Pelosi has been blaming Trump and both Bushes and now and Reagan. Pretty awesome. Senator Tom Cotton has launched a new effort to support fellow veterans in bid for Congress as part of an organized campaign designed to help Republicans secure their U.S. Senate majority and retake the House in November.
Wow.
It's going to be interesting because, I mean, we have to take the House back. And that's what I try to, you know, and that's crucial in this whole gamut, because see, this is one thing because I always thought of, for me, I always thought of California and New York as like liberal areas. I mean, like free areas to where everything goes, you know. And then they're like the ones that, okay, yep, okay, you're going to pay $75 for a pack of cigarettes. You want to smoke? You're going to pay for it, okay? Yeah, you have to be 100 yards away from the entrance of any building for those cigarettes. It's right. I always thought like that's a place where they just let you be you, you know. And the older I've gotten, the more I realize, oh, they're more strict. Yes, yeah, you can have all the soda you want as long as it's below 5 ounces, you know. And that's what's going on in this world. People need to wake up. People need to wake up. I mean, this is how bad this world is. An adult film shot during business hours at a public library in Santa Monica, California, is provoking outrage among neighbors who say the content of the film is inappropriate for public display, especially in front of children.
What?
At a public library in Santa Monica, California, an adult film was shot during business hours.
I'm done with the
sport. What in the heck? Let's just, hey, come here. You wanna shoot a video in a library? You know what I mean?
We'll do it in the
Nancy Pelosi's office.
No, that's not the library. We'll do it in the medical section. You know, that way we could be teaching some medical, you know.
Yeah, and this, hey kids, these are boobs.
I'm going to beat you.
I'm just trying to say, I mean, no, we're trying to be educational. But, you know, I mean, what is this world coming to, seriously?
I don't know. Do you know what my mom would do could you imagine? Could you imagine what either one of our moms?
I could see what your mom would do if she was at that library. Oh my, she'd be going AWOL.
A little bit.
Yeah,
a little bit.
Well, this is very interesting. I guess I need to get involved into this one. The Boy Scouts of America have actually filed bankruptcy.
Well, you know why though?
Because of all these sexual abuse allegations.
And you know when that kind of started, don't you? When they started letting homosexuals, I'm not saying that that's why, but that's when all the allegations.
Well, they supposedly, I've heard that there are people that they're going back to the 70s and stuff to claim they were abused and 80s and all this stuff.
You know what gets me is they're doing that because Boy Scouts of America have money. And they stood for something. I know the Catholic Church right now, they just, some Monsignor, they just executed an arrest warrant and they took his hard drive in the Catholic Church. I don't care if it's Girl Scouts, Boy Scouts, what, any church, any religion, Scientology, Jehovah's Witness, the Mormons, I don't care. There's good and bad.
In everything. Yeah.
It's not the religion. It's not the club. It's the people in it.
Yeah.
They need to let it go. I mean, the name of it, you know.
Yeah, they need to say, yeah, because
it's the people.
Yeah, exactly. That's the thing that gets me because, okay, like there were so many people that commented, oh, I never had a problem when I was in Scouts. I had some of the greatest people ever. I was lucky. You know, I'm lucky in that regard. But Kentucky, Muttucky is saying, hey, everyone else is cashing in. We need to. Cha-ching. You know, it'll be federally legal, and in Indiana, it'll be like, well, Bill 24658 is going to get you 75 years in prison for a 65/1000th of a gram. We're going to take a vote on that one because I wouldn't. Well, no, you want to change it to where they just get executed, electric chair, that'll work too, whatever. And it'll be legal everywhere else. I mean, we're, and it's like, you know, when my doctors are like, yeah, support it. Support it, you know. I mean, can, but then my brother always would say, well, yeah, look at Michigan. Every tax they do, oh, we're going to fix the road with this tax. We're going to fix the road with that tax. We're going to fix the road with this. They fixed the road, and where did it go? It never fixed anything.
It went in their politicians' pocket.
I know, yeah, fixed their pocketbooks.
Yeah, that's what it fixed, all right.
Yeah, yeah, I guess you didn't realize their pocketbooks were called the road. But yeah, it's just one of those things. That, hey, one of those things. Because that's what he always told me. Yeah, look how much money they make, but is it really going to go to where it's supposed to go? You know, we'll find out. But yeah. Oh, what an America we live in, you know. I mean, it's amazing how few people come out to vote in some of these elections when. Wow. When you look at it. Other countries, you can get shot at to vote and they get more people to vote. Oh, wow. Dang. 2014, I got these mics. I found the thing. It's one of those things, man, when you look at memories, you're like, but, what do I got here? Let me see. What do I got left? Got about 9 minutes left in the program, and I want to get into some Premier League news now and stuff, and you look at it from the Premier League and what's going on there, and, you know, we beat Chelsea 2-0. See, when you have some great crosses into the box. Anthony Martial and Bruno Fernandes, guess what? They came alive. They got some assists and some goals. And, you know, we still play a defensive style of football. And I think Ollie, honestly, I could be wrong on this, and shoot me if I am. But, hey, we ain't got a strong midfield. So he's got to pray that we score a goal really quickly, and then we can kind of play park the bus. It's the best way to waste 90 minutes. You know, you have to score really quickly and then wait for the time to run out. It's the best way to waste 90 minutes. And I think he tries to do that. And now that he's got Bruno Fernandes, he's trying to, okay, let's try to play defense while let's play the defensive game we've been playing and try to get some goals at the same time. Let's try to use Bruno Fernandes and Anthony Martial and Wan-Bissaka. Let's try to get some goals, but at the same time, let's try to, and they can't sit on their laurels. I mean, you always gotta, okay, we're up 2-0 and there's talk, well, you know, did VAR win the game? Ding, 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 ding. Yes, it did. But it's just one of those things that when you look at it, I don't support VAR. I didn't want it. But hey, you know, I don't know how long, if it's going to be a permanent thing or if we'll ever get rid of it or if it's like a virus that won't go away. I don't know. But it's just one of those things that I think – there's some positives to take from this. And now that what if Man City's ban is held up, I think it's gonna unless we really tank and start to really go downhill, I don't know how we can't get in Champions League, because we can be in fifth and still get Champions League as long as City stays in the top four. But don't know. I think Ollie's here till May, and then the decision will be made. And to me, it's like if we're gonna get a Pochettino in there, we're gonna get a different manager in there. If we don't make Champions League or whatever, I want to see money spent. I'm going to see some players coming in. Pardon me. Whew. I'm going to see some money spent. You know, I think now we beat Chelsea. That's great, but we got to keep the momentum going. We got to keep going. We got to keep winning. Because I have a feeling that, okay, we won against Chelsea, but then we're going to get tanked. We're going to tank and we're going to get blown away. The next game.
Who do you guys play next?
I will have to. Let me see. Let me look it up.
Have we heard about Man City? What's the news? I'm just wondering what happened there.
It's something to do with finances, like.
Well, yeah.
And that's all. Let me see here, Manchester Fishers. Let me see. The next Premier League game is against Watford on Sunday.
Oh, there's a good chance they could get beat.
Yeah, Watford's a great team. That's what scares me. Now, we need to play. I mean, but the problem we have at United is there's no game plan. Like, this is the type of tactician Ollie is. This is the type of, okay, I mean, if you look at Pochettino, you know what kind of person. Like Van Gaal, you knew he was a guy that would score goals. He would get he was a defensive style manager, but he would win.
Real punt the bus.
Yeah. See, I looked at Van Gaal as someone that was very much not really park the bus, but like, hey, we wanna try to score more than once. But at the same time, park the bus kinda. We need to make sure that we do, you know. And we don't have Ollie, I don't know what his style is, because like I feel like when we get Bruno Fernandes up and going, and we get, you know.
He doesn't have a style.
Hey, you never know. But I think when we get Bruno Fernandes and he starts, I hope he starts bringing confidence. That, hey, look, you get me some crosses, I can score. You do this, I can do that. And hopefully we can build on something. Because, I mean, like Chelsea, I think is a better team, but they're just. They're so injured. They have so many injuries. It's not fair. Okay. Yeah. We're gonna take from the reserves.
The reserve of the reserves.
But you know, and that's one of those things. I think I'm hoping that Bruno Fernandes can bring some energy and some new life to the club. And when we had Eric Bailly back, he wasn't too bad. So it's going to be interesting to see moving forward. I think we have a good shot at getting top four and getting Champions League. And I think if we get Champions League, Ollie's there for another year. If we're going to do this up and down, win, lose, win, lose, I'm going to have consistency.
told you before, you can't, though, because people can't. They're not 100% consistent.
But you look at Liverpool. They're consistently dominating. You may not be dominating, but what I mean by consistency is, okay, you shouldn't beat Man City, but you beat them. Well, you should, okay, this team should be in the League One, and you get your butt whipped by them. When you lose to teams that you should dominate against, and you win against teams that you should lose to, that type of is what I get at, because it's like, I got about 90 seconds left in the program, I think, coming up. Yep. But I want to thank you so much for tuning in. Don't forget to like and share. I want to thank you. We're in the library, folks. But anyways, you know, it's just one of those things. But I try to do and try to let people know and try to remind people that we're the conversation. Conversation you're a part of, and well, someone wrote me something. Just wanting to, I'll check that when I'm done.
Sorry.
But anyways, I want to thank you so much for tuning in. I leave you with this one thing. If the national debt wasn't an issue under Obama, it shouldn't be an issue now. If the wall, you supported it under Obama, you should support it under Trump. Learn what you stand for and keep it going. And don't flip-flop every
president.
Yeah. And with the firm reliance and the protection of divine providence, we mutually pledge each other our lives, our fortune, and our sacred honor. Until this Thursday, good night and God bless. Goodbye.